Hello and welcome to this review on Blind Cool Tech. My name is Sean Thiel and today I'm going to talk to you about removing spyware and adware with JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes. I'm going to look at Adware SE Personal version 1.06 and SpyBot Search and Destroy version 1.3. The music you're currently hearing is by a blind pianist named Rebecca Kragnes, K-R-A-G-N-E-S. And if you'd like more information on her CDs or to purchase them, you may go to www.rebeccak.com. That's R-E-B-E-C-C-A-K, RebeccaK.com. First of all, if we're going to talk about adware and spyware, we have to know what it is. Adware and spyware is software that is installed on your computer, most often without your knowledge, and typically you see it bundled with free software such as file sharing, etc. You may even see it on a web page. Some web pages you'll go to them and realize it's not what you're looking for, and then you try to switch to another page and it said, "Would you like to set your home page to blah blah blah?" And if you hit yes, then that might install spyware. I'm thinking a number of ways you can get it, but that's just one of them. And it isn't always bad. Sometimes it can just display ads that would be annoying to sighted people. Other times, though, these ads can actually cause trouble, and this software can actually slow your computer down a great deal. The main difference between spyware and adware and viruses is that usually spyware and adware is not meant to destroy your computer or your data. It just is more of a nuisance than anything else, and it can really slow down a performance drastically. I mean, I haven't experienced really drastic slowdowns, but I've heard of people who have, particularly people that don't know about spyware and don't do anything to combat it. There are three programs that I have heard recommended for removing spyware. These are Adware SE Personal 1.06 and SpyBot Search and Destroy version 1.3, which we're both going to look at today, and also Microsoft Anti-Spyware. Now, the last time I used Microsoft Anti-Spyware a few months ago, it was not very accessible, and I am assuming that that has not changed. If that has changed, please let me know, and I will give my contact information toward when we actually get to the scanning part of the review. I've tried doing this about twice now. And you will get my information, and if that has changed, please let me know and I will do a review of that. The other thing is that with virus checkers, virus scanners, antivirus software. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. With antivirus software, you really should only have one antivirus solution on your machine. You don't need 2, 3, 4 or more. You just need a really good one. And even AVG is good, and it's free, and for more information on that, you can go to free.grisoft.com. And also, recently, ACB Radio's Main Menu with Dave Williams did a very good review of AVG and how to use it. And I imagine that he has probably gotten the archives updated, and so you can probably find that there. You can run multiple spyware tools, not at the same time, but in succession. So you can run Adware and then run SpyBot, and they complement each other. SpyBot will catch things that Adware will not. And so in that way, and that's really the recommended thing, is to have multiple solutions for removing spyware. Let me talk to you a little bit about the setup I have here. It's not the best setup. I am using JAWS for Windows 7.0 and DeckTalk Access 32, and I need to apologize right now because the quality of the synthesizer is not going to be very good, and this is because I'm using a headset microphone that I purchased about 2 days ago. Actually, no, I purchased it last week sometime, and it finally came Wednesday, and this is Friday the 3rd we're recording, so got it for the first of the month. And it is treated by Windows as another sound card, Which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing if you want to use it for things like Skype and nothing else, because you can leave it plugged into your machine and have Skype ring your PC speaker or your regular speakers even, and you only use it for that. Where it's not so good is for recording audio of speech synthesizers and any other audio coming out of your sound card at the same time, because in effect, this is another sound card. And so I've got the audio coming through the headset, and you should be able to hear it somewhat. I am going to try, one, not to talk over the speech, two, to repeat important information back in case you were unable to catch it. And if there is anyone who has worked with a headset microphone and has found a way to successfully mix the audio of the sound card or headset with the audio of the microphone without having a huge drastic difference in levels like there is right now, please, please email me. I would love to know. And I suppose I could actually ask on the PC audio list, but frankly, the less mailing list I'm subscribed to, the happier I am. Now, with all of that out of the way, all of that said and done, let's launch Adware. I am going to be doing this review. I'm going to try and do this review as screen reader independent as I can. So, I'm going to talk about some of the added benefits of using these scripts from www.accessibleprograms.com with JAWS for Windows. I will also give the Windowize commands that I know, and it's quite a few for somebody that uses JAWS as their primary screen reader, I have to say. And I will talk about what a JAWS user would do if they don't want to use the scripts, because some people don't. So, let me talk about what's going to happen when the program opens, or what could happen. And to be honest, I don't know. This is, like I said, I've tried this several times now. When Adware is opened, it will want to update your definitions. Okay, let's go ahead and open up the program. I'm going to press the Windows key.
Start menu. Internet. 1 of 9. I.
And I'm hoping the speech rate is comfortable. It's comfortable for me, and if you're used to DeckTalk, it is. If you're not, I apologize. I can't really use it much slower. It's already fairly slow by most people's standards. A little bit faster than DeckTalk is by default. So we're going to press P for programs. All programs, actually.
New Office document. N.
And L for Lavasoft SE Personal.
Lavasoft Adware C Personal submenu. L.
Okay, and there we go. And I'm going to press the Enter key.
Adware C manual. A.
We have the Adware SE manual.
Adware C Personal. A.
We have Adware SE Personal, the program itself,
Install Adware C Personal.
and the uninstall.
Adware C manual. A.
And we've wrapped around to the manual again. I'm going to press
Adware
Enter.
C Personal. A.
I'm going to press Enter on the program itself.
Leaving menus. Adware C. Adware dialog. Your definitions are 23 days old. Would you like to check for updates now? OK button.
Okay, and as you may have heard, it has asked that whether I want to update. Now, like an antivirus program, spyware programs need files to tell them what is spyware and what is not. Definitions is also a term used for virus programs, or maybe virus database if you're using AVG. But they all call them slightly different things. McAfee calls them DAT files. Norton calls them definitions updates, live updates, and stuff. They all call them different things, but it's the same basic premise. So I'm going to choose cancel in this dialog box. So I'm going to tab.
Cancel button. Stands free. Stands button.
Now, the JAWS scripts for Adware that are from accessibleprograms.com have given me a little extra information telling me I'm at the status screen. They provide a Control W hotkey that will activate the web update function. And I'm not going to use that because I want to show how someone would do that without these scripts. Because they aren't necessary to use the program, but they do make using the program a little bit more enjoyable or friendly or whatever the word might be. I'm going to route my JAWS cursor to the PC cursor. and a Windowize user would Windowize users press insert plus to route the mouse pointer to the caret.
Root draws to PC.
And I'm going to go down the screen.
Initialization status.
Initialization status.
Scan now button.
Scan now button. We'll come back to that.
AdWatch status not available. Click here to operate.
AdWatch status not available. That is a feature of the Plus or Pro version of AdAware, which I personally see absolutely no need in getting.
AdWatch button definitions file C1R8611.01.2006 loaded details.
We have a button for AdWatch and then the date of the last definitions file that we have loaded. You can reset the usage statistics, such as how many times you have run the program, how many objects it has removed, etc., etc.
Add-ons button, last system scan 23-2006-5, 18:56 p.m.
You can see that the last system scan was today at 5:56. That was during an earlier attempt at the review.
Checks removed total 1168.
Total objects removed 1168. Total AdAware scans 23. We're still kind of in the summary information of the main window.
Help button, objects in ignore list, zero, open ignore list.
We have a help button and objects in the ignore list. I don't have any objects in the ignore list.
Check quarantine, zero, open quarantine list.
The same with the quarantine list.
Check for updates now.
Check for updates now. That's the important one. We're going to use the insert number pad 6 to move to the word 4. I believe if you're using Windowize, you would use the next and previous clip commands, which would be insert 9 and insert 7. And but don't quote me on that particular one. This is one I don't really know well, but you know, hopefully that will do it.
Check for updates.
And I'm going to click on actually click on the word updates. Why not?
Left mouse button. Web updates read. Definitions button.
And of course the web up the that. Excuse me, the left mouse button is the same for JAWS and Windowize. They both use the second and third keys in the top row of the numeric keypad as the left and right mouse buttons, respectively. So, I'm going to tab to the connect button.
Web update screen, help button. Configure button. Connect button.
And again, you're hearing that these scripts are giving some extra orientational information. So I'm going to hit spacebar. If you're not able to tab to these, you can click on them as before.
AdAware dialog. New definitions file available. Route C1R9003.02.2006. Date 03.02.2006. Download and install this file. OK button.
Now, you can see that we're downloading definitions with today's date. And actually,
web update complete.
I didn't mean to hit OK yet, but I did. I just hit the space bar on OK. And I don't know why. My finger just kind of just blink did it for me. I don't know. I don't understand why that happened, but it did. So, the update has been completed, and we're going to tab to the finish button and press the space bar. The scripts also give you a control F command, but I think that's a bit overboard. Now, we're going to go back to the scan mode button. And actually, I'm going to just hit control S, which is the hotkey that is provided.
Scan mode screen. Performs my scan. Radial button. Check. 1 of 4. Press control and begin scanning.
If you don't have the scripts, as I said before, you can click on the Scan Now button that I showed you earlier, close to the top of the screen, and you'll get the same screen. Now, these scripts have also given a bit of information about the type of control we're currently on. We're currently on a set of radio buttons, and I think most of the time, by default, the Smart Scan button is checked. So, you will not be able to use the arrow keys as I am with the script. So what I'm going to do again is do a root JAWS to PC. Windowize, you would do a root mouse to caret, insert plus, insert minus for JAWS.
Root JAWS to PC.
And find the full system scan. That is the button that I really want. I'll tell you what the other options are as well, although I don't very well understand them. Perform full system scan.
Quarter circle, use custom scanning options, customize.
Use custom scanning options. I've never gone in here because I really wanted to scan my full system.
Help button, quarter circle, scan volume for ads, select.
Scan volume for ads, and then there's a select over to the side. I imagine that if you hit the help button, it will explain these a little more clearly. I'm just going to go up to the perform full system scan. And I'm moving over to the word perform and clicking it.
Left mouse button. Radio button.
Oh, for some reason that hasn't. Okay, you have to, at least with JAWS, you have to, at least with JAWS, you have to get on the bullet that's before the word perform. Okay, I'm not sure about WindowEyes, because I've never run this with WindowEyes, but I really should do that sometime, and see if it's really as different an experience as I think it is, although they're pretty similar. I'm actually thinking of switching pretty soon. Or not pretty soon, but I may eventually switch. There are definitely advantages to WindowEyes over JAWS, and we'll just leave it there. Before I click the next button, or press Control N, I don't know which I'm going to do yet, but those are the options, I want to tell you a few things. First of all, this scan takes anywhere from 10 to, anywhere from 5 to, you know, 15, 20 minutes, depending on how long it's been since you've done it, and how big of a hard drive you've got, and how much stuff you have on it. I have a 30 gig hard drive, and I only have about 7 gig free, so it's going to take a while on my machine. These JAWS scripts are going to provide some extra information, such as the fact that it's, you know, scanning local memory and the registry and whatnot. And they also provide some hotkeys to do things like tell you how many critical objects you've found, tell you how many objects have been scanned, and so on. The same information can be obtained, of course, through the review cursor. The other thing I want to mention is that this program makes a very strange sound when the scan is complete. It's like a big I can't even do it, but you'll hear it when it completes, and it will of course be much louder on your system than it is on mine. So I had to alt tab back into the program. I had to do a bit of editing. And Studio Recorder is awesome, by the way. If anyone's never tried it, you really should. This is a great program, and I'm thinking about actually buying it when the beta cycle is over. So I'm going to tab to... These are some checkboxes. I don't know whether WindowEyes or JAWS without the scripts reads these. I usually just leave them alone because I don't care too much about what it thinks are negligible objects or low-risk threats. I just want it to get rid of the stuff that's really not good for my system. Still tabbing around to get to the next button. So now you see why they have a Control N or a, you know, or you would why you would use the review cursor, because that's a lot of tabs to have to press. And I'm also going to edit out some space too. I'll just talk for a little bit and then edit out the rest. Okay, so we're scanning local memory, and JAWS will give us little messages like that, and I will try to stop when they come up. But the thing I want to tell you while I'm actually waiting for this, and you're listening to a little bit of it, is if this review is well received, I would like to do another review. Well, hopefully I can do quite a few, but my next review in my kind of plan of attack or whatever is that Windows XP has a very good method of burning data CDs using Windows Explorer, and it's already built in, and it uses portions of Roxio Easy CD Creator to do the burning. You don't need the program at all, and it's a very easy to use system once you understand it, but I didn't understand it until I had a sighted friend show it to me. And so what I would like to do is review how an audio CD, excuse me, a data CD can be created in Windows Explorer, because it's very easy, you know, or very simple, and very useful, I have to say. I have used this, I don't know, over and over and over. I don't think I have used an actual CD burning program unless I want to make an MP3 CD. That is it. And actually, for that, I am still using a demo of Premiere Easy CD or Premiere CD/DVD Creator, which is by the folks at Premier Programming, and you can find them at readingmadeeasy.com. And it's a fairly accessible program, and so I use that when I make my MP3 discs for the Plex Talk. But other than that, I pretty much don't use a CD burner for data or a CD package for data CDs anymore. I use Windows Explorer. If that sounds interesting to anyone, or boring to anyone, and particularly if it sounds like something they're like, God, I don't want to hear that, then email me and let me know. My email address is Tunehead, T-U-N, as in Nancy, E-H-E-A-D, so the words tune, like in song, and head, like in the part of your body put together, _3@hotmail.com. That's Tunehead, Tunehead_3@hotmail.com. And please do not add that address to MSN Messenger without asking me first. Please don't do that. I will get very mad. If you have comments on this review as well, feel free to send them, even though it's not done yet. This is normally where it would go at the end, but because I'm doing something with scanning, I'll put it in the middle. And now you will hear the recording at the end of the scan.
Scanning host file .. Scanning IE favorites .. Scan complete read. 4 new critical objects. Press Control Enter Continue.
Okay, that lovely sound is the Atomware scan complete sound. Now, earlier today when I did this, I had about 39 of them, and it had been a few days since I did it, but I ended up having... Oh God, I am clipping. I am so sorry. I will get this setup figured out, I swear to God, one of these days. So, yeah, where was I? Oh, but clearly some of them came back from the system restore, but not all of them. So, I am going to take a look at the screen and just show you what else is on it, because... the JAWS has told... I'm sorry, I'm listening to a message on my other machine. JAWS has told me that there's 4 critical objects, but there's quite a bit more information on the screen that I think you would like to know about. And the first thing I'm going to do is go to the top of the screen and read down. Actually... Oh, my Lord. Okay. Hang on. I'm going to... Gonna turn things down just a bit. There. Okay. So now we're going to go root to JAWS to PC, or root mouse pointer to caret, insert minus for JAWS, insert plus for WindowEyes. And we're going to read the current line. Actually, we're gonna go up a bit. Okay, we're going to go to the top. I'm sorry. I should have specified that to begin with. I thought it would be in a different place. So, JAWS users, page up and home, 9 and 7. WindowEyes users, just press home or 7 on the keypad. That is called the top left key, and that will take you to the top left corner of the window, and you can move down. And we'll keep going down until we hear it talking about processes. Object scanned, 148,000 some in my case. Scan complete again. 33 running processes for me, 0 of which are identified. Sometimes spyware can actually generate processes. I know that happened to me when I downloaded BearShare, for example. Bunch of process modules, but none of them are identified. 0 registry keys identified, that's good. 4 objects recognized, no registry values.
0 objects ignored, 4 files identified.
Okay.
4 new critical objects, 0 folder, 31 negligible objects.
All kinds of negligible objects and things that really don't interest me. I'm going to tab to the next button. I'm going to turn the PC cursor back on. I wish JAWS would have the mouse pointer kind of as a separate mode, like WindowEyes does, where you don't have to always be constantly remembering to turn the PC cursor back on so that JAWS can track where you are.
Scan complete screen help button. Help button. Show live help button.
There are two help buttons? Wait a minute.
Scan complete screen help button.
Apparently there are. Apparently you've got the main Atterware help button and the other one.
Show live help button. Next button.
And I'm going to hit next.
Scanning results screen. Press control shift help to continue.
Now, if we were to press Control Shift L with the scripts, we would move to the list view. And again, before we do that, I need to explain a little bit. This is a multi-page, almost like a multi-page dialogue.
Scan no button, great. Scan summary tab, critical objects tab, negligible objects tab, scan log tab.
As you heard, JAWS says there are four tabs. Now, without these scripts, JAWS will probably say just scan summary, critical objects, negligible objects, and scan log. It probably won't know their tabs. I think that's functionality of the scripts. Yet again, window reclassing and all that. So,
scan summary tab. Critical objects tab.
I'm going to click on the critical objects tab. If you were using the scripts, you would just press the right arrow key at this point with your PC cursor still on, and it would know that that's where you want it to go. And turning the PC cursor back on, I will press Control Shift L to get to the list.
Critical objects tab. List view.
And in the JAWS scripts, you can press Control M, and I will show you what that does, because I don't want to leave the WindowEyes users out or the non-script using JAWS users out. So I'm going to root JAWS to PC again, and right-click on. Let's see. Well, one of these. Let's pick one of these tracking things. I'm going to hit the right mouse key.
Right mouse button. Blank. Item details. Dot dot dot. Submenu. PC cursor.
Okay, so we have a submenu, and you can either arrow down or use your review cursor, depending on what works. Unfortunately, a lot of this is review cursor with either screen reader without the scripts, which is why I recommend them. Show tech page for tracking cookie, whatever that means.
Jump to
key. Well, that doesn't work because this isn't a registry key.
Export registry bookmark file grade.
This isn't a registry file either. It can't.
Extensions grade. Select all objects.
Select all objects. That's the nifty one. We're going to press enter on this. Or you would click it and Control M. All it basically does is root JAWS to PC, find the first item, right click on it, and do exactly what I just did. And I'm going to press Control N. To go to the next, or you could tab to it or click on it.
AdAware dialog. Four objects will be removed. Continue. Okay button.
Regardless of which screen reader you have, you should get a dialog box that looks like this. And if it's not red, you can read it automatically. Insert B in JAWS, Control Shift W in WindowEyes. If nothing is selected and you click next, it will tell you that and ask you if you're sure you still want to continue, which would be kind of stupid because you would be removing nothing. So I'm going to press spacebar on the OK button.
Status screen.
And there really is no feedback that it is done, but if you look for the objects removed, you'll see now it's gone up from 1168 to 1172. And that is the basics of using AdAware SE Personal with or without the JAWS scripts and with WindowEyes. It really is easy, especially with once you've done it a few times. And it's one of those things, the more you do it, the easier it gets. So that is that program. Now, the other program, of course, is SpyBot Search and Destroy, version 1.3. Couple things about this program. One, there is an option to install for blind users, and I recommend that you pick this option when you're installing. Don't know quite why the author has chosen to do this, but he has, and I guess I'm grateful because it makes the program usable to an extent. The actual main version is not all that hard to use, I don't think, but this may have been when screen readers were not as well developed as they are now. JAWS is on version 7, and WindowEyes is on version 5.5, and they've both been around for quite some time, and they just keep getting smarter and smarter as far as what they'll read and how they do it. So that's good. I have not figured out how to update the detection rules for this program. Again, we're calling them their definitions, but under another name. I don't know how to update these. I have tried numerous times, and I guess I really need to get a sighted person to just come and look at this and tell me if what I'm doing is having any effect visually, because I really can't tell. So, we're going to go to the Start menu again.
Start menu. Internet. 1 of 9.
And hit P for all programs. Well, yeah, if I can. Okay. Now, the interesting thing about this program is if you have your programs menu sorted alphabetically,
set program access and default.
You'll see I've got quite a number of items beginning with S.
Say patch submenu, S. Shades of Doom submenu, S. Showdown submenu, S. Skype submenu, S. Startup submenu, S.
You'll notice it went from Skype to Startup, but if I press the up arrow key, there's Spybot Search and Destroy. So for some bizarre reason, the letter S just zips you right past it, and I have no idea why. And it has been like this with version 1.2. It's been like this with every version of JAWS I've ever used. It's just a peculiarity with this particular program, and I don't understand it, but that's the way it is. And that's why part of why I'm doing this review is you need to understand that. So, Spybot Search and Destroy. Spybot Search and Destroy for blind users, which is what we're going to choose. And uninstall. So it's very much like the Adaware, it just happens to have this blind user thing. And I'm going to press Enter. Now, if you're running this program for the first time, you will probably get one of several dialogues that you will have to OK. Now, there are boxes that state "Don't show me this again," and you can check those. And this program is very friendly with the PC cursor, as you might imagine, since it does say it's for blind users. The first of these boxes will tell you it's called legal stuff. And basically what that lets you know is that if you use Spybot, or I guess technically Adaware as well, but Adaware may not do this as much, if you use Spybot to remove software that provides ad-sponsored support for other software, for example, Download Accelerator Plus uses some ad-sponsoring software, you may not legally be allowed to continue using the software under its license agreement. And this dialogue basically tells you that you need to be aware of that. I personally don't give a crap, and so I remove anything that Spybot finds. But just so you know, if you're a legally conscious person, you know, it just tells you that, and you can read that. The next dialogue box may or may not come up. It's supposed to be compatibility warnings, but it was spelled compatibility warnings. This person is German, so native English is not this person's language. And it used to tell me, and I haven't seen this in quite some time, but I'm pointing it out in case you happen to be one of the people that sees this. It used to say that because I had Adaware installed, the possibility existed that Adaware would delete items that Spybot had backed up because they are kept in archives, and Adaware will go inside of archives and delete spyware from them too, which is nice, I guess. But again, be aware of that. Now, I'm going to leave the process of updating Spybot up to you, because, like I said, I haven't figured it out, and I've been using this program for a number of years now. So, and that's the really only downside to this program, is that it's very difficult, at least for me, to update properly. So, we're going to go to the File menu.
Check for problems.
Check for problems is the option that we're going to hit Enter on. Before I do that, I'm going to let you know two things. One, if you're a JAWS user, the progress bars will speak. Two, if you're a Windows user, you may be able to use insert Control B to speak the progress bar. But what will work regardless of which screen reader you're using or which version of that screen reader is the command to read the status line. In JAWS, this is caps lock page down on the laptop, insert page down on a numeric keypad. In Window Eyes, it is Control Insert S on a desktop keyboard, and unfortunately I don't know the laptop command. I have had very little experience with the laptop layout in Window Eyes. So I'm going to press the Enter key. This takes quite a bit. This takes quite a bit less time than does the Adware scan. Okay, I have a message coming in on the. Hopefully, I've got the laptop low enough that you can't hear it. So if we check the status line right now. We see that we're running bot check 2150 of 26,000 and some, and it gives you a name. Some of those names are very amusing. I've seen stuff for like sexbot and sex things, and that's very interesting. So we will simply wait to see if I have any problems. If I don't, I'll tell you how to fix them anyway. And I actually need to do these on the laptop, but getting this done on the desktop has been enough of a challenge. 20%. I'm going to turn off the progress bars and temporarily, so insert V and hit P for progress bars and turn that off temporarily so that I can think and so that you don't have to keep hearing the percentages. If you like, you may go ahead and turn that off in this program's configuration file. I've never done that, and I actually should, because it's really annoying in this instance. So we're just waiting. Well, that's funny that there's a spyware called a better internet, because that would make it a worse internet. That's very strange. So yes, that's unusual. But we're almost done with this. I want to mention that I am, you know, as always, still really interested in a lot of the stuff on Blind Cool Tech. Particularly, I've been checking the website just to see what's new, and I'm particularly interested in this Talking Tactile Tablet Part 2 and some of the other training things that have been mentioned. And also Darren's cell phone thing. That's going to be interesting to look at. And I'm also very interested now, or have been, you know, listening to a lot of Debbie Hazelton's podcast. And, just to, because I think she does a very good job and does some very interesting stuff about, you know, nutrition and health. She's I believe she's a licensed massage therapist in the state of Florida, and also does some counseling and all kinds of different things. And you can find her at DebbieHazeltonsBlog.com, I believe. I think it's feeds.feedburner.com/DebbieHazeltonsBlog, DebbieHazeltonsBlog. Hazelton. You can also find her at the whitestick.co.uk blind podcaster list. And I imagine she probably is at blindcast.com. And if she's not, she should be. And if she's not, I will actually let her know that. Because she really does a good job. And she's had a sexologist on before, which was very interesting. And she just has a really nice voice to listen to. I really enjoy listening to what she does.
One problem found, 0358.
Okay, one problem found.
Problem kind.
If we...
Security center. Dot firewall override.
Okay, now, I don't know why it considers this a problem, because I have overridden the Windows Security Center firewall because I have Cygate Personal Firewall, which I would like to use. I'm going to press insert, or excuse me, Alt F
Creating system restore point dot dot dot.
To fix the problem.
Yes button.
And it says it's creating a system restore point, so you can always go back if something goes terribly wrong, but I don't think it will. And I'm reading JAWS to PC. You're about to remove these entries. Do you want to continue? Of course I do.
Step with search and destroy. Button. Confirmation. Okay button. Root graphics 775. One problem's fixed.
And it says that one problems were fixed. It's a bit of a programming fun issue there. And I pressed OK. That's really all there is to the scanning process. The update process, I'm not sure. Maybe someone could, you know, review, could send in an addendum just about that, because I know that's been one thing that has confused me, excuse me, very much about this program. So that is it for today. If you have any comments, questions, criticisms, witticisms, whatever, please send them to Tunehead, TUNEHEAD underscore 3 at hotmail.com. This is Sean Thiel signing off, and I hope you have a great day and that I get to do another review for you soon.